Welcome to Turn the Volume Up podcast. I'm your host, Susan Hay, and I'm a college dropout and beauty industry pro that grew from zero clients to a seven-figure business. Each episode, I'll bring you business growth trainings, social media strategies, and real-life lessons of building a business the bootstrapping way. If you're ready for elevated conversations about the highs and the lows of entrepreneurship, then turn the volume up, gorgeous. Welcome back to Turn the Volume Up podcast. I'm your host, Suze, and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me today. I just want to give a shout out to you and just like I'm applauding over here to you for showing up here to these episodes so that you can learn, get motivated, get inspired, get into momentum in your business. That's what we're here for. And I have a great episode planned for you today, answering one of the biggest questions that comes at me. Now, before I get into this episode, I do want to take a moment to give a podcast review shout out to another amazing lady who took a few minutes to leave me a five-star review and just absolutely make my day. So Whitney Baker, shout out to you, my friend, for this five-star review. She said, get ready to take aligned action. Put simply, Suze just gets it. When it comes to growing an aligned business, she offers the perfect mix of smarts and spirit. Listeners should expect actionable takeaways to grow their business in a way that feels inspired and authentic. Whitney, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for just taking a couple of moments to write this review. And I just want you to know that you too can make my day by just taking less than 60 seconds to leave a review, leave a few words for me so that I can understand whether this content that I'm putting out there, whether it's serving you. And that'll just be enough to keep me going. So this episode that I want to get into today is all about how to overcome discouragement when you have an idea or you believe that you are made for more. So, you know, how do you keep believing that what you're meant to be doing is even true when it gets so hard that you almost lose sight of the vision? You know, maybe you left the full-time job and started a business and it's not going the way you thought it was going to be. Maybe you keep promoting your offering, but you keep getting no's. Maybe you took a big leap and the payoff just hasn't been what you thought it would be. Or maybe you saw someone else do it and you thought, oh, this is going to be easy, but it's not easy. Right? And so how do you keep going? How do you overcome that discouragement and stay in belief that you are meant for this pathway that you're on? It's the golden question, right? And so I want to answer it by telling you that success, and I would even go as far as to say business growth, is 80% mindset and 20% skill and strategy. And so I am going to use that statement right there, that quote, and build off of that today. So I'm going to spend about 80% of my time talking about mindset and 20% on skill and strategy, as it should be. Now, before we get into this episode, I kind of want to remind you of other people out there who have persevered, right? And you may not even know this one, but Thomas Edison, right? Good old Thomas Edison. As a youth, he was considered unteachable, and he, you know, was the one who ultimately invented the electric light bulb. But before he got to his triumphant accomplishment and moment in time, it took him 1,000 tries to get there. And so what is it? What is it that got him to persevere past try 999? And I always like to look back on these past stories of people who have walk the path that we've walked, who have persevered, because it's a reminder to us of what's possible. It's the proof that oftentimes we need and our brain needs. You know, Sarah Blakely is another great example. She started out selling fax machines and not being very good at it. There's stories of her having the door slammed in her face, of having business cards torn up in her face. And ultimately, she was a horrible salesman that had to persevere through that. And she ended up becoming a top salesperson. What she didn't know, though, is that that obstacle was going to set her up for her biggest triumph ever, which was Spanx. You have to remember that Spanx did not start out as the billion-dollar brand that it is today. It just started out as an idea. And she ended up going to a cocktail party and cut off her pantyhose so that she could have a streamlined look under her white slacks. And in conversation at this party, found out that other women also were doing this. And that's when she was like, huh, maybe I could make, you know, footless pantyhose that streamline a woman's silhouette. And so she had this great idea, but nobody else thought it was a great idea, mainly because all of the gatekeepers out there of producing ideas were men at the time. And it wasn't until a mill owner called her back, only upon the urging of his three daughters, who said, "You need to talk to this woman." And that is when the idea became a reality back in 1998. And then, you know, in 2000, Oprah named it one of her favorite things. And that was the year that Spanx hit 4 million in sales. And there's a lot of stuff that happened in between that. But I wanted to share that with you as proof that miracles can happen. You may feel doubtful, resistant right now at the reality that's happening for you, but you have to believe that miracles can happen. And for Sarah Blakely, it was having this mill owner return the call and believe in what she was doing. And then Oprah naming it one of the favorite things and really elevating the status of this product. So let's go back and talk about this for a minute. Now, when we talk about success being 80% mindset, really at the root of that is your belief system. So your belief is your reality. And I want you to let that sink in, because you've probably heard me say that before, or you've heard it from somebody else before. Your belief is your reality. But when you really listen to every word, it's pretty incredible. And the most cool part about that to me is the reality, honestly, not to overuse that word, but the reality that you get to create it. The magic, the outcome that you want, you get to create. And the powerhouse to that is your beliefs. So the way this works is your words become thoughts, and your thoughts become beliefs, and your beliefs become your actions. So if you believe that you're not meant to do something, or if you let that doubt win over, then your actions are not going to be in alignment either. And I want to speak for just a moment on aligned actions before I talk a little bit more about how you can overcome the self-doubt. Now, when I talk about aligned actions, I also want to talk about the trap of doing, which is a trap that a lot of entrepreneurs get into, right? This is where we think we should be doing more. We think we should do this, do that, do this. This is how you get to success. It's do, 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 right? That's a trap. And so what happens is we end up saying yes to things that are not aligned for us, or don't feel good, or aren't the things that we want to do. And it may feel like the right thing to do, but ultimately this series of yeses leads you to burnout. It leads you to resentment. It leads you to further driving home the limited belief and making it a reality. It leads to changing the energetics of how you're showing up and serving, and it ultimately holds you back from the things that are a hell yes, because when you say yes to something, you're also saying no to something else. And I've had this happen during times of entrepreneurship where I said yes, 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 and then something comes along that really is a yes and excites me, but guess what? I don't have any time or bandwidth left for that yes. So I have to say no to it. And that never feels good. So here's a question that you can ask yourself if you find yourself right now in the trap of doing. It is this, two questions. Am I doing this because I want to, or am I doing this because I think I should? And then the next question that you're going to ask yourself is, what belief is attached to your doing? Because there's always going to be a belief that's attached to that doing. And I feel like it's going to be one of three beliefs. One is going to be a reality. You have proof that this has happened before, that this is a belief. It is truth. Or it's a limiting belief that's based on fear or scarcity. Or it's an empowering belief. And we ultimately get to choose which one it is. So an example would be, maybe you look at somebody else out there doing it and you're like, well, I mean, this person is doing it. This person is doing it. So I guess I should do it. She's in the same industry as me and she's successful. I guess I should do it too. And while in theory that makes sense, just copy the person who's most successful, it's not really aligned. And the reason why is because we each have our own unique code that makes us tick. And if we don't follow our own unique code, then it won't make sense. And that's a reality that I really had to step in the last couple of years. I've seen people ahead of me growing businesses much faster than me, but they're also using different techniques and tactics that I don't really want to use. They're not bad. It's just, it doesn't align with maybe my values of time and freedom, right? So if I were to use the same tactics that they were doing, yes, I might have that business that grows faster, or I may not, but I definitely am going to be resentful or resistant while I'm doing it because it's not in alignment for me. Another example would be, let's say you have a monthly get-together, or maybe it's monthly, bi-monthly, you know, but weekly, and you get together with a bunch of friends. I'm going to use the example of friends from high school because this comes up a lot. You guys get together, you drink, you have a meal, and you've actually turned away some other opportunities because this is something that you just do. You just know that you're going to be there every month. And what you start to realize is that you feel a little drained after you have these meetups. And you keep doing it though. You're in this automation of just doing it. And if you stop to think and examine it and ask those questions that I asked of you, then what you might find is that you are attached to a belief. And here's a real life example that I got from somebody once. They had a belief that you don't make new friends as an adult, that the friends that you make when you're a child and in high school are the friends that you have for life. So you definitely don't want to alienate those friends or cut them from your life because those are the only friends that you'll ever have. If that is your belief, then you will keep showing up to a monthly meetup with people who you've outgrown, or maybe they've outgrown you, whatever that looks like. And maybe you found that you've done some personal growth and they haven't. And so they still sit around and gossip and talk about other people. And you're discovering that you don't like that energy anymore, that you'd rather talk about ideas and the future. But you keep showing up anyways, and that's why you feel drained. So those are a couple of examples for you. So let's talk about how you can disrupt this, right? When you have this self-doubt that comes in, because that's really the only option. We can let that self-doubt linger and turn into a cellular part of our body, or we can disrupt it and change the outcome. So let's say maybe you've been trying to build a business and you constantly keep getting no's from people. Right? And assuming that your offer, your messaging, and your positioning is spot on, of course, then the no's start to make you think, right? Like, oh, maybe I'm not cut out for this. You know, so-and-so did say to me that most people don't make it. And here's the thing that happens. Your body makes little carbon copies of its thoughts and its beliefs. And so before you know it, this one little seed of maybe I'm not cut out for this has turned into you have collected all this proof of why you're not cut out for this. And ultimately what happens is your body responds to this. Your physiology is shaped by this belief, this thought pattern, and you find yourself hunching over, feeling really stressed out and down. And when you finally muster up the courage to go do your next sales call or promotion on Instagram of your offer, you are embodying all of this, the belief, and it's showing up in your physiology. And the person on the other side of that is going to absolutely 100% without a doubt feel that energy. They are not going to feel inspired by your offer and they're going to decline it. And that is how we end up in our own little self-fulfilling prophecy, where self-doubt leads us to ultimately writing our reality of failure. So here's another alternative for you. What if you heard the thought and you actually had an awareness around it, which, by the way, you're now going to have an awareness around it because you've just listened to this podcast episode. So you're going to hear the thought. You're going to immediately be aware that your brain is just trying to keep you safe, because that is the spoiler alert. This is based on neuroscience. Your brain has one simple function. It is a filtration system of our experiences, of our values, of our metaprogramming, our beliefs, that filters out any given opportunity or moment in time. And the ultimate outcome of our brain is to keep us safe. And so we have to rewire our brain to remain open. And so let's say you have this thought that comes in, right? And you decide this time to let the thought go. You're going to take a moment and honor the fear that is very normal, by the way. Anytime we go to grow or stretch ourselves, that fear is very normal. You're going to take a moment to honor that fear. You're going to thank your body and your brain for bringing that fear forward so that you can be aware of it. And then you're going to choose to keep a positive mindset and persevere. And what you're going to do is you are going to use an NLP technique. You're going to anchor into a time where you got a yes. And that yes empowers you, right? So very simple. You could even pause this podcast episode after you listen to this, or you could stop whatever you're doing. If you're driving, maybe don't do that, but close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to think back to a time where you just felt unstoppable. You felt so motivated and powerful by a yes that you got, a win or a triumph. And I want you to go back to that moment in time. And I want you to see what you saw, what was happening in that moment visually around you. And I want you to hear what you heard. What was the auditory in the room? And then I want you to feel what you felt in that moment. And once you have that moment and you have all of those senses activated, I want you to clap your hands together and say, let's go. That's a very simple NLP anchoring technique that will help you overcome self-doubt. So when you do your next sales call, or you show up to promote on Instagram, or go do be a guest speaker for somebody, then you're going to feel confident and passionate, and your prospect, your connection is going to feel it, especially if you use that anchoring technique that I just shared with you. Your energy is going to emit into that other person, and it's going to be infectious, and you'll be able to trust that whatever the outcome is, you showed up as your highest self, which is going to boost your confidence and your competence. It's going to shift your energy, and it's going to attract towards you. It is truth. It is fact. It is reality. I have been using this time and time again. So how do you overcome doubt? 80% mindset. And now here is your 20% skill and strategy. And it's very simple. I want to encourage you to get help. Do not stay in the dark any longer. And I did this. I was a lone wolf, a solo entrepreneur for 8 years owning a brick and mortar. I cannot tell you how many moments I felt alone. I felt like a failure. I felt so depressed. I felt like I was doing it all wrong. And the problem was I was too cheap to invest money or time into myself. And in the long run, it cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue and in mistakes. Oh, I don't have time. We are just so busy. My team needs me. There is no way I would be able to step away for a 2-day training to learn how to up level my leadership, or to learn how to stage my retail in my salon so that it converts to more sales, right? There was always an excuse. I don't have time. I don't have time. That's an excuse. And then, of course, the money excuse. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't have the money. Now, listen. We know the difference. If you truly don't have the money, that's another story. If the bank account is on empty and you've just filed bankruptcy and you have no other resources, but it's very rare that we don't have some resource that we can tap into as an exchange in value. So if you are maybe at that place where you're like, I don't have any extra money to get or hire help right now, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to start looking for other people in your community, whether it's your online community or your in-person community, that you would want to connect with, that look like like-minded people. Maybe they're at a similar place in business as you, or they have a similar industry or niche that they're in. There's something about them that attracts you to them. I want you to find those people, maybe even make a list of who these people are. And I want you to bring these people together. Well, Susan, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. It feels awkward. Reach out to them. It's very simple. Send a DM or a text message and just start a conversation. At some point, you have to be the brave one to initiate the contact. And I have a beautiful situation. I have seven of us, six other friends. I call them my ride or dies. We get together once a quarter and we run a mastermind session. We all come from different industries. We're all kind of honestly in different places in business too. But we come together and it costs $0 for us to show up and roundtable the obstacles that we're facing in our business and get perspectives from each other, get help from each other on how to overcome those. So that's one way that you can get help. The second way that you can get help is you can find a mentor, you can pay for a mentor, and make that investment into yourself. When you make that investment into yourself, time or money, it requires you to show up differently. You are not going to get the same results from investing in a free podcast or an online challenge that you'll get when you are in proximity of someone who is doing what you want to do. And I am going to say this because we are launching the next round of the Dame MBA. And the Dame MBA may not be for you, but I would bet that you could interview every single one of my alumni who probably binged this podcast before they came into the program. And they would tell you, yes, the podcast was amazing, but that was just an invitation for me to step up into the next level so that I could sit in a Zoom room or one-on-one with Susan and really have her get her eyes on my business. So I may not be the mentor for you, but who is the mentor out there that you've been following, that you've been watching, that you've been thinking like, oh man, it'd be so cool to be able to work with this person and have them show me how to overcome these obstacles and maybe even save me money and time along the way. If you've been thinking about that, then this is your sign to maybe stop thinking about it. And maybe the next step for you is to go to their website, find out more information about it, you know, get on a connection call, whatever their sales process is, or find the resource so that you can invest in yourself in this way, so that you can have the mindset, but also so that you can have that skill and that strategy that you need to overcome the self-doubt and the discouragement that you might be feeling, even though you know that you are meant for more. I want to close this up today by just sharing with you a time where I really had to overcome self-doubt and persevere through to get to the other side. And it was back in 2017. Now, I opened my salon in 2008, 2017. Obviously, I was quite a few years in, but I had just experienced like a gut-punching year, I should say. I had experienced 8 resignations in 8 months, and we were really, really struggling to find new team members. It was a really dark time. Every time we got a new resignation, I was so confused. What's going on? I'm in here working with clients every day. I'm here. Well, I'm with them. I'm working. What's going on? Why are people leaving? And like I said, I was working in the salon every single day. I was seeing clients and then doing the admin hours after hours. So I was working a ton. I was fried and I was a new mom, right? So it was September of 2017. I had just received my 8th resignation in 8 months, somebody that I never thought would leave my team. And I was also pregnant with my youngest son. And I had a beauty school that I operated out of my salon. I had just signed on 3 students to my beauty school that I was about to teach full time. And I had to let my manager go. And it felt like the biggest mountain ever to climb right in front of me. I felt so defeated. I mean, here I was pregnant on top of it, like the hormones. I honestly wanted to quit. I was so stressed out and I sulked for a few days, considered maybe lighting a match on the place and walking out in a blaze of glory. Or, you know, I was like, would somebody buy the salon? At that point in time, I don't think anybody would have because we had a skeleton crew. I ultimately realized in that moment that quitting would feel so much worse to me. And if the ship was going to go down, that it had to be with me fighting until the end. And so I made a choice to give it my all and to basically overcome my fear and doubt that we might have to close, that I might fail after all of these years of pouring my heart and soul into this business. And the failure happened to teach me a much bigger lesson. What I discovered is that there was a lot of betrayal and a lot of deceit that had been lingering in my business that I was not aware of. I couldn't see it because I was so busy being busy in my business. And that deceit and that betrayal ultimately killed the morale. And the truth is, I can't blame anybody else. I can't blame a manager or an employee. I was 100% responsible for all of it. And that was probably the part that made it so hard to know that I had influenced the employment experience of 8 people who ultimately decided they couldn't be in that environment anymore. And so ultimately what happened was I took 100% responsibility. I committed myself to going down with the ship, fighting if I had to. And I hired a new manager, someone that had values and believed in our salon mission. And that started to change the trajectory of our year. The combination of the attitude and overcoming the self-doubt. And in October of 2017, we were $40,000 behind in our projections, heading into our slowest time of the year. And by the end of the year, as a team, we had closed the gap down to just $19,000 below our projections. I cannot tell you how unheard of it was for us to close a $20,000 gap in the slowest time of the year. It was actually the only time in the history of that business that we ever finished a year short, but it felt like such a triumph to finish that year with a new morale in the team, new management, including me leading the team. And that failure allowed me to rebuild my strongest team ever and ultimately hit that 7-figure milestone. But if I had let self-doubt derail me, it would have derailed my destiny. And my destiny was to make it to 2019 when that business was a beautiful business for somebody else to purchase and for me to move on to my next business venture. So that is what I want you to do the next time you feel like self-doubt is derailing your destiny. I want you to remember that your success is 80% mindset and 20% skill and strategy. You can overcome anything. All right, my love, we have just launched our Business Bestie Hotline. And so you can now text me at 970-440-1637. And you can text the word DAME to me and you will start getting weekly mindset and business tips delivered right to your phone. It's really me. I've already started texting with the people who have signed on. And so again, that number is 970-440-1637. I'll drop it in the show notes for you. And so if you want to get weekly mindset and business tips from yours truly, go ahead and text the word DAME to me now and we'll start a conversation with each other. I really appreciate you tuning in today, my love, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Turn the Volume Up podcast. If today's episode motivated and inspired you, I hope that you'll take a moment to leave a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me as I continue to grow and reach more people.